Let's bring in our next guest. It is Patrick Johnston, joins us weekly here on the People's Show. PJ, did you have your popcorn ready for the puck drop of the Rangers and Capitals there?
You know what? I've got a better segue. We have popsicles here. Kid birthday.
Ooh. So very nice.
Very excited. Just if I do disappear for a moment, it's because I'm dealing with some huge crisis.
Okay.
Fair warning.
Well, buon compleanno. Okay.
Anyway, how are you guys?
Yeah, exactly. PJ, you're all of us. Whenever Reach comes in with random Italian words and phrases, we say anywheres as well.
It's happy birthday. Isn't that a anyways?
Yeah, no. If I could see it written out, I would understand it. You know, it's one of those ones. I did French immersion, and the astounding thing is you discover how well you can read Italian when you speak French. So, but what they actually sound like is a whole other story.
He is Patrick Johnston of The Province, and he joins us weekly here on The People's Show. I guess, you know, the big Canucks news of the last 24 hours is the intent to relocate the AHL franchise to Abbotsford. It's definitely a long time coming. Why now, and how big is this for the Canucks franchise?
First of all, I can give you guys a little update. It's beyond intent. It's almost done, as I understand it. The deal is, you know, I think there's a few little items to kind of seal up, but it's going to happen. Certainly sounds like it's more than just, I think this is still to be confirmed, but it sounds like it's more than just getting a team in there, that they're going to have some involvement in sort of managing the arena, bookings, that sort of thing, which you can understand because, you know, the concert business is as important as having an anchor tenant, which was something that came out, as you were sort of thinking about all this kind of thing. And so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, but I have a sense that there's some aspect of that involved. It is, a long time coming, certainly something that was considered, you know, even during the Abbotsford Heat era. When the Heat were losing all that, the Heat weren't losing money, but the city was losing all that money. And, for hockey fans, I think it's as much as anything, this is a local team. There's the local connection. There's going to be the local interest. So I think that's a good situation here. And the Canucks, obviously not very much has gone very well this year. Some of that self-inflicted, some of that, you know, that's just how it goes. This part of the story is a good part of the story. And certainly Canucks fans stand to benefit.
One of the things that's come out, especially with people that are from Abbotsford, the hesitancy some people have is the last time Abbotsford came to a deal with an NHL team for an AHL team, the Calgary Flames and the Abbotsford Heat, that didn't work out very well for that market. And I can understand why there's some hesitancy there. And I guess we don't know the details fully yet, but I think that's the only downside here that some people are looking at, especially residents of Abbotsford, that they don't get swindled here like that last time. It doesn't seem like it will be the same case.
Yeah, I mean, fool me once, right? It was not a good deal the first time around. They lost a lot of money. And so I think, you know, there was enough interest from the Canucks at the time that certainly I think Abbotsford was willing to talk. Now they're down the road. And I think generally the business of the Abbotsford Center has been a lot rosier without hockey. They've just been able to book enough shows, book concerts. I mean, you just think about the staffing required to put on a comedy show. I mean, that's Jerry Seinfeld show apparently they had was one of their, you know, highest revenue generators ever. They had, he was in there, a year or so before the pandemic. And that was a big deal. And that brought in a lot of money. But you're not putting an ice rink. You're not staffing all that. It's a different sort of setup. And, the requirements for a hockey game are more, but it's also more consistent. And, you know, this was one of the things that came out. I was talking to Rick Como, who's the general manager of the Abbotsford Center. I was talking to him the other day. And he said, there's that balance where you can make a lot more money from a hockey event, from a concert event, but hockey is predictable. You know how many dates you're having, you know roughly, give or take, how much revenue that's going to generate. It's, I think, going to be a better deal, I imagine. I mean, Abbotsford knows how bad these deals can go. So, I totally understand the reticence of Abbotsford fans, but I think sort of superficially, they have less cause for worry this time around.
Well, last year's preseason game against the Ottawa Senators was a bit of a test drive as well, Sat. I know you and I were there for the intermissions and doing that, and PJ obviously covering it from a preseason perspective. But over the last couple of years, we've also seen the Canucks, you know, go from a downtown brand to all of a sudden being one in the Valley and in Surrey, you know, being in the community on various levels. So was that maybe Ottawa game a bit of a test drive to say, oh, gauge interest, and more than anything, just, hey, if you bring a relevant product to the Fraser Valley, it's a hot spot for hockey. We're seeing that with the WHL. We're seeing that with various franchises, of course, in the BCHL as well, where why wouldn't the Canucks brand want to take part in that either, right?
Yeah, I think there's something to that. Certainly, you know, it is a growing part of the region. People are always looking to do stuff. And even compared to 12 years ago, there's more people looking to do stuff. And, I think it is interesting to consider how well that preseason game went. And, they sold it out, went really well. And it's, again, one of the things those guys will talk about is how well that went and the relationship they built with the Canucks. The relationship they built with the Canucks was really a strong one. So, yeah, I think they kind of proved the example there. They proved the project and you know, any conversations I had with them in recent weeks where I think probably they were letting on more than they knew was in a case of them speaking positively about the previous relationship.
Was this something that the Canucks had been hoping to do for a while now, or, you know, the situation of this year really bring it more to attention how they could, as a franchise, benefit from having their farm club in close proximity to their NHL club?
Yeah, the hockey operations aspect is obvious. You know, there's, you know, nothing's perfect, but, you know, they're going to have to fly to California for most of their game, or, well, for their most of their road games. But you get to California, you can take the bus. But they are mostly going to be at home. There's going to be less, you know, sort of honestly less traveling, even if they are going to be doing more flying. You know, when they were playing in upstate New York, it obviously most games were a bus trip. You play very, you know, very close to home. You don't necessarily play everybody in the league. So that was obviously cheaper, but there was also the challenge of getting players to the big team. And, you know, every season we had an example of a player who had trouble traveling from, you know, Syracuse Airport, which is the nearest airport to Utica, and having to have a layover or stuck in transit or, you know, things like that. And you know, so now there'll be a short car ride away. I mean, I imagine a lot of players will live out that end of the valley. But, you know, if you get called up, you're driving midday, you know, it's going to take you an hour, right? It's not going to be having to sit O'Hare trying to hope that your plane's going to land. And I think there are some potentially, it's going to be interesting to see how they set up the business side of things, because, of course, the Comets were a separate entity when it came to that aspect of things. And so how the Canucks are going to set that up is going to be something interesting to watch. I think they're still kind of trying to figure out what they want to do, whether it's they're going to create a whole new Abbotsford Canucks or whatever they're going to be called operation, or whether they're going to, you know, piggyback off what's already here, which is what they did with the esports team and what they did with the Warriors. They used a lot of the kind of development capital they already had here.
Patrick Johnston from the Province is our guest here on the People's Show on Sportsnet 650. And PJ, anytime we see changes around the National Hockey League now, fans here in Vancouver say, is that going to happen here? What is going on here? Can they at least hire a president? John Davidson's available now. Gorton, you got let go. Does that impact the Canucks at all? I understand why fans ask that question, but when things like this happen, does it really impact the decision-making here in Vancouver, you think?
I don't know. I mean, it all comes down to what you think ownership's going to do and how they're feeling about things. And I think in general, the answer has been lately that they've been in line with what Jim Benning's doing. And whether, you know, how much of that is Benning and how much of that is ownership. And I think in general, the alignment has been there. That wasn't always the case, I don't think. And we certainly have talked a bit about that over the past year or so, I would say. It's tough to read. I mean, obviously, the Virtanen situation perhaps changes that dynamic. The sort of handling of the COVID situation with the league, I mean, I think that's on ownership and management, but, you know, you wonder how that all plays into this. But as it stands, I don't imagine anything's going to change. And certainly, you know, the budget question remains there. I mean, John Davis, you were mentioning the Babcock idea. I mean, even just on a superficially, it's like, well, he'd be cheap for as long as he's being paid by the Leafs. But, like, that's not always going to be the case. How long is John Davis under contract? How long is Jeff Gordon under contract for? You know, so that's going to be a factor in that, too. But I just don't sense there's a huge appetite for change, at least not right now. But then again, things could change. So I don't know. That's not really much of an answer, is it?
Well, externally, hey, there's a lot of noise, but it really depends on internally. Was that appetite there, right? Fans and media, we can say whatever we want, but internally, is that appetite for change there? I wanted to get your thoughts on last night's game. I know listening to the game and watching the game can be rough these days with the way that it's trending for the Canucks, but JT Miller last night obviously has a rough game, and his coach, you know, Travis Green, stood up for him in the press conference after. What did you make of Travis's comments after the game yesterday, where he was going to bat for his player?
Well, I mean, what else is he going to do, really? At this point of the year, I mean, I have sympathy for all these guys, for everything they're dealing with, everything they've gone through. This is a case where you really can say this is a season like no other. And it's tough. There's not a lot of purpose to the play. There's a lot about a purpose to the play, and it's just difficult. And I get it. Travis Green's always going to go bad for his play. I mean, he has been critical at moments. You think of a post-game against Ottawa last week. You know, in that moment, he wasn't happy. But, you know, that was about sort of talking about the character and what he's hoping for from his players. And he's done that with Jimmy Vesey a little bit as well. But on the whole, I think it was an understandable thing.
Now, PJ, final thing before I let you go. Jack Rathbone made his debut last night, and it was one little small silver lining here for the season. But what do you think expectations should be for him? What did you think he played last night? And how do you think he's going to fit in here long term?
Yeah, I mean, exciting stuff. Certainly a lot of what we had teased at and the kind of performance that I think people were hoping for. I mean, it's tentative, cautious. But in terms of expectation, I mean, and he delivered on that. I think he was a good player and showed well. And, you know, I mean, we knew he's going to skate, and skating is always the thing that will carry you the farthest no matter what else. And, I think that's what it's built off. And the guy, you know, he reads the play well. We knew he's a smart kid, you know, great character. I mean, that's certainly something we always heard from his past coaches and any scouts that have been around him. Anyone that's been around him talks about just how he's got the work ethic, he's got the character. And those are the things that you really need to really make it to the next level. So there's every reason to think, yeah, he's going to turn out to be a solid player for this team. I mean, he is the kind of, you know, post-first round draft pick that you need to start hitting home runs on. They haven't actually had a lot of those. And, you know, so that is a good sign, and that's a feather in the Canucks' cap.
PJ, thanks for your time as always. Bon festa.
Indeed. Sorry about the screaming kid in the background. Hopefully it wasn't too disruptive.
It's all good. There is Patrick Johnston of the province.